Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Fitness by the Fountain at Center City Park in Greensboro runs Monday and Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7 from May through the end of September. It's free and open to the public. All you need to bring is yourself, comfortable attire, and a water bottle. And this week, it's Soca Groove on Wednesday, August 15th with Jenna McMillan and Embellish Fitness. And on Monday, August 20th, it'll be Tai Chi Chuan with Eric Rice. Fitness by the Fountain African dance instructor Wesley Williams sets the scene.
At the Dance by the Fountain, I teach them about the culture. I teach them about the language. I teach them about how the movements are supposed to be represented. And it's built for all levels. Anybody who've never danced before to those who've been dancing for years. And what I do is take them through a process and teach them. And then we also go across the dancing grounds, what we call the Bantaba. And this Bantaba is supposed to demonstrate what the work connection is like in Africa, how everybody work together when they are trying to reach one common goal. So I have them travel the movements that they learned standing still, lines of five people in it, maybe 20 rows. And what they do is they cannot leave each other. One might have the movement better than the other, but they have to stay together because that represents, for instance, like if you are tilling the earth to plant food, then someone behind you is throwing the seeds down. And then someone behind that person may be patting the seeds into place for water. And then all of a sudden the rain comes. And then the dance switches to a celebration dance. I try to put them in a mode that we are in Africa today. Don't think of it as Greensboro. You're dancing barefooted. Your feet is connected to the earth. And when you travel across the grounds, think about how these people in Africa cannot stop. They can't quit. They can't just say, I'm tired. I got to stop, because people are depending on you being there in that process. And at the end of class by the fountain, we bring everybody together. And then I tell them, now it's time for you to be a little selfish. You want to regurgitate everything that you learned and make it yours. Don't think about it. Just have fun. There is no one way to do this movement. There is no one way to express yourself. So have fun and do all that you want to do with this particular movement. So I basically release freedom to them to do what they feel in that movement. And then after we're done with that third phase, we enter what we call the Bantaba again. And this is where everybody form a circle around connecting with the drummers. And inside the circle, we invite anybody, one at a time or two at a time, to come out and do whatever they want to do. The steps that they learn, they can do the movement that they saw at home, whatever movement they feel free to do at that time.
It seems like that would be so liberating.
It's awesome. It's an awesome experience. And I've gotten so many people after the class. They say, I enjoy the workout and I'm sweating and I feel like I've worked my bones. But they also express the connection they now have and understanding they have of African people.
Yeah.
My goal is to teach it as accurately as I can possibly do to preserve the tradition of African people. Because they are right here in the United States. They come out to the classes too, and they see and they come in afterwards and say, thank you for representing my family, because this dance comes from my family. And to hear them say it's presented correctly means a lot to me.
African dance instructor Wesley Williams. Fitness by the Fountain at Center City Park in Greensboro runs Monday and Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7 o'clock from May through the end of September. And you'll find links to the complete schedule on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.